Have you ever felt lonely? I mean, really lonely. Like, you know, you don't have anyone to talk to? You know, that's just exactly how Jacob felt when he had to leave home. Until God paid him a special visit. And after that, he never felt lonely again. Today's memory verse is from Genesis 25, verse 15, and it says, I am with you, and I will watch over you wherever you go. I'm going to tell you a story today. I'm going to tell you a story about Jacob. You see, Isaac and Rebekah's twin boys, Jacob and Esau, never really liked each other. But the situation got much worse when Jacob tricked his father into giving him a special blessing. You see, that special blessing was supposed to go to Esau. Esau was so angry at Jacob, he wanted to kill him. So Rebekah, their mother, decided that she was going to send Jacob away to his uncle Laban. Stay with your uncle for a while until your brother's anger cools off, she said. But she didn't know that would be the last time that she would see her son. So Jacob started on the journey to see his uncle Laban, to stay with his uncle Laban. But the journey was a very far journey. In fact, it was almost 500 miles through strange and dangerous country. Jacob didn't have his servants to protect him from wild beasts, and he was frightened. He wasn't used to sleeping on the hard ground. He traveled as fast as he could. He knew he was running for his life. You see, he knew his brother wanted to kill him. In a day or two, Jacob arrived at a very special place. His grandfather, Abraham, had been here before and had built an altar to worship God. Jacob was so tired that night, he didn't even notice. And as he wrapped up in his blanket and went to sleep, he put his head on a rock. That night, Jacob had an unusual dream. Not an ordinary dream, but a special dream from God. In his dream, Jacob saw a huge ladder and staircase. It reached all the way up to heaven, and it came all the way down from to the earth. Jacob saw angels going up and down, and God spoke to him. God said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham and Isaac. I will be with you and protect you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you. Jacob sat up, looked around. The Lord is here? He exclaimed. He's in this place? And I didn't even know it? Jacob got up early the next morning. The stars were just beginning to fade away, and the sun was just beginning to light the eastern skies. Jacob wanted to do something to mark the special place. The Lord himself had spoken to him here. So he took the stone he had used for a pillow and set it upright in the ground. He poured oil over it and dedicated it to God. And then he named this special place Bethel, the house of God. So Jacob continued on his journey. He was no longer afraid of his brother. He was not afraid of wild beasts or robbers. He knew for sure the Lord was with him. The Lord was protecting him, and God had told him so himself.